Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm today's American Woman, National Elegant Mrs. 2015, Elizabeth Reed. Today I'm going to discuss the wearing of crowns. There are times that I opt to wear the crowns, and there's other times that I only wear my sash. Some people have asked me why this is the case. First of all, the first reason why I opt to wear my crown is that there's times where it is that it's very appropriate to wear your crown. Whenever you're in a parade, people expect to see you in a crown. Whenever you're doing something special, highlighting something special, you should wear your crown. Whenever I am not the object of attention, such as if I'm supposed to be fitting in with the rest of the crowd, I will choose to only wear my sash. If I am to be a servant of working in the public, my sash is the only thing I will wear. The reason being is because I feel like there are certain places that you need to humble yourself. Wearing a crown is supposed to be a time that you're giving thanks to God for what he has done for you. The crown is never supposed to be an obstacle piece. It's never supposed to be a flauntation. It's never supposed to be a time of saying, look at me, I'm here, I'm good. No. That is a misuse of a crown. Whenever I first started wearing crowns back in 2008, I came off that way. I wanted to wear my crown everywhere and anywhere. Until I started thinking, what would God do? Jesus was the Son of God. He was three in one. And he humbled himself. He never flaunted himself. He was a servant to all, and he never wore a crown until death, and that's when he was forced to wear the crown of thorns. But until then, he was one that tried to fit in with everybody, yet at the same time, help everybody out. Let's see what the Bible says about crowns. There's 79 different Bible verses about crowns. James 1:12, blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. The crown is the crown of life. If you love God, you do as God tells you to do, and you hold steadfast, and you remain that way under trial, you will receive a crown whenever you get to heaven. You may not have a crown here on earth, but everybody that is a child of God will get one in heaven. Isaiah 62:3, you shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. In other words, you are the crown. You're not wearing a crown. You are a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord. If you're allowing yourself to be utilized by God, you are the crown. You don't need a crown on your head to say that you're the crown. You're the crown if you're doing God's work. And you're royal. You're royal diadem in the hand of your God. In other words, your royalty in the hand of your God. As long as you are serving, doing what God wants, you're the crown and your royalty, because you are a child of the Most High. 2 Timothy 4:8, henceforth there is laid upon for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on the day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. In other words, the crown of righteousness. everybody that is judged worthy by God, it's God's worthiness, not man, will receive that crown in heaven. Here on earth, many of us wear crowns. They're nice because they recognize what we've done. But it's not what we've done. We need to get that out of our heads. It is what God has done. My crown is not mine. Yes, I'm the title holder. Yes, I'm the one that's wearing the crown at this moment of time, or seem to be wearing the crown. But the crown is not mine. It's God's. The sash is not mine. Whatever I shall do, whatever I shall say, I pray that it's always God's will, God's ways. Sometimes I allow my humanness to get in the way. Sometimes it's easy to allow yourself to be seen by men being yourself. However, it is not my crown. It is not my sash. It is the Heavenly Father's. Everything I do, I want people to not give me the glory. I want them to look at my Father in heaven and give Him the glory. Revelation 2:10. Do not fear what you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested, and for 10 days you will have tribulation. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. Okay. Right there. None of us are free of Satan's temptation. None of us are going to be able to escape the temptation of Satan. All of us will have that temptation. We need to stand firm. We need to have understand that tribulations will come to us. Satan is looking for those who want to give God the glory. Satan is looking to bring hardship to those that want to give God the glory. I'm going to say it again. Satan wants to give problems, tribulations, to those that want to give God the glory. You will be tested. You will have to suffer. Some will be thrown into prison. These are the days that will be coming. But in the end, all of us that stand firm will get the crown of life. It's not a piece of metal. It's going to be going to heaven. This earth is not my home. I'm just passing through. My real crown is going to be in heaven. What I wear down here is a signa, is a sign, is there's greater to come. What my greater to come is up in heaven. Right now, I serve God here on earth. But later, I will serve God in heaven, and that's when I will receive the crown of life. Revelation 6:2, and I looked, and behold, a white horse, and its rider had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he came out conquering and to conquer. Well, back, I talked about the powwow and how I felt like I was riding my right horse. I feel like right now I'm able, God is allowing me to have a time of my life where I was questioning Him. I was questioning Him because, first, why am I the way I am? Why am I in a wheelchair? Why am I having and not be able to feel my legs? Why can't I be normal like everybody else? Then whenever I entered into the powwow square arena, and I was able to dance around the arena in my chair, I felt like I was on a horse. He had given me the power to understand. The Great Spirit was working with me. He works with me every time I enter the arena. I hear the drums beating. It's a time of sacredness. It's a time that God is showing me that even though I may be weak in body, I am not weak in spirit. It's a time I get to join with my ancestors that's in the power ground. God has given me the ability to have royalty. Great Spirit has given me the ability to have the royalty to understand that I'm not alone. Everybody is behind me. I walk on the ground with my horse in hand. My horse is my chair. The horse is my ability to get out there in the arena and dance. With that horse, I couldn't do that. But with my horse, I'm able to be out there. The chair is my horse. The chair is the crown on my head is given to me to represent the Great Spirit, allowing me to know that I am part of the world love that he gives. Revelation 3:11, I am coming soon, hold fast what you have so that no one may seize your crown. If you were to give in, become despair. Some people want to steal that crown. Some people want to steal the faith that you have in God. You have to hold fast. You have to hold and know that God, the Great Spirit's God, is coming soon. They can try to seize your crown that you're going to be having. But as long as you hold firm, you will be able to be there on the power grounds. You'll be in heaven. 1 Peter 5:4. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. Who is the shepherd? That's God. That's the Great Spirit. It depends upon which way you want to look at it. If you're native, you've got the Great Spirit, which is also God. Whichever faith you come from, you know that there's one supreme being, and that's God in heaven. You can be Protestant, Catholic, whatever. Native Americans believe in the Great Spirit. It's all one God. There's one God in heaven. That is who is the Great Shepherd. To many, you come through different paths. And as you come to many paths to one acceptance, there's one that you have to look up to, and that's the God in heaven. Okay, Revelation 4:4. Around the throne were 24 thrones, and seated on the thrones were 24 elders, clothed in white garments and golden crowns on their heads. Okay, there's going to be elders up in heaven. There's elders everywhere. But what this is talking about is that they gave of themselves. They were peaceful. The white stands for purity of mind, purity of earth, of spirit. They are pure. They are willing to be clothed by God. They are gods. The white is for God. Isaiah 28:5, in that day the Lord of hosts will be a crown of glory and a diadem of beauty, and the remnant of his people. Okay, the Lord has already been crucified for us. The Lord has already been crucified. He had a crown of thorns placed upon his head, and he was beautiful, and he was a remnant of his people because of the fact that he died for us. He died for our sins. He is beautiful and a remnant for us because of his death on the cross, the death he suffered for. We would not have the ability to be forgiven for any of our sins, our trespasses. None of us are perfect. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But because of Jesus Christ, we have that assurance that we will make it to heaven. Revelation 4:10. The 24 elders fall down before him who is seated on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. They cast the crowns before the throne, saying, let's go on into that verse, okay? "24 elders fall down before him who is seated on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. They cast their crowns before them, the throne, saying." And then it goes on into chapter 5. "Then I saw the right hand of him who was seated on the throne, a scroll written within on the back, filled with 7 seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming with loud voice, 'Who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seals?' And no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look into it. And I began reading loudly because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or to look into it. And one of the elders said to me, 'Weep no more. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has conquered so that he can open the scroll and its 7 seals. And between the throne and the 4 living creatures among the elders, I saw a lamb standing, as though it had been slain, with 7 horns and with 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God sent out into all the earth. And we went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who was seated on the throne. And when he had taken the scroll, the 4 living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each holding a harp and golden bowls, incense, which are prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, 'Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God, and from every tribe and language and people and nation, and you have made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth.' Then I looked, and I heard around the throne and the living creatures and the elders the voice of many angels, numbering myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, saying, 'What a loud voice! Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might, and honor and glory and blessing. And I have heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them, saying, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever. And the 4 living creatures said, Amen. And the elders fell down and worshipped." In other words, everybody, even if you wear a crown here, you're going to be wearing a crown in heaven one day. The crown is supposed to be one of those, the crown here on earth, it needs to be given to God. You can't have the crown for yourself. If you are a pageant queen, if you're a royalty of any type, that crown is not yours. You wear it in honor of God. God is the only one that was allowed to give you that crown. It's not yours. You can wear it on your head, but it is not your crown. It is God's crown. You need to be giving glory and honor to the Father in heaven. Because if you're not, you're wearing the crown for the wrong reasons. The crowns that I have are never mine. They're God's. And God tells me when I should wear one and when I need to not wear one. God tells me the protocol. As far as I know, I have not seen a protocol of when to wear a crown and when not to. But I listen to what God says. He says, to wear a crown, I shall wear the crown. He says, don't wear the crown, I won't wear the crown. I will wear the sash, because the sash says the title of what I represent. I don't even wear, the sash isn't even mine. It's the pageant I represent, because that's what God sent me. Okay, Psalms 21:3, for you meet him with rich blessings. You set a crown of fine gold upon his head. That's what's going on in the pageant. Is the main person that has been proven to be the most worthy gets to have the rich blessings, and they get to have the crown put upon their head. You start out as a state, you might start out as a regional or state, then you move on to nationals, and then the main person gets to have the biggest crown and the most blessings. What in our pageant, this year we had the Queen of Queens. Rhonda was the one that was perceived to be the one that was the most worthy. She has served her community. She's in Habitat for Humanity. She has a lot to give. And so therefore she gets the most blessings, and she got a different kind of crown. Whereas the rest of us, national queens, we were seen to be worthy as well, but not as worthy. And therefore, we got to have our sashes, we got to have our crowns, but we are all worthy in God. We were worthy to be able to be national queens, to be able to be out here. And the thing about it is, we're not worthy. God is worthy. God is the one that is worthy, not us. We are doing God's will, and it allows us to have the platform to do his will. It allows us to have the ability to get out here and do what he wants us to do. As you keep hearing me say, it's God. It's not ours. It's not for vindication. It's not for prestige. All of it is God's, and we need to be humble whenever wearing this ash and crown. We need to understand that this is God's. It's not ours. We are servants of God. We are children of God, but we are servants. And this is the way that we are being honored, is to wear the crown and sash for his glory, not for our glory. Revelation 12:1. And a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. That's referring to Mary. Mary is the one that deserves the crown the most under Jesus, because she is the mother of God. She's the one that said yes. And back then, it was one of those situations where she was a virgin. And she said, yes, Lord, I'll carry your son. I will carry him. She could have said, no, please, not me. No, 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 no. She said, yes, I'll serve you. I'll do as you command me to do. Whenever you're signing up for a pageant, that crown and sash, whenever you put it upon yourself, they crown you. What you're actually saying is, yes, I'll serve this pageant. I'll do it what you guys want me to do for the year that I am reigning. I am your guys's. I speak with you. I do as you ask me to do. I do as you command me to do. You're giving up everything that you may have wanted to do because you're going to be out there serving. You need to be a good representative. You need to be out there serving to your fullest extent. A lot of girls get these sashes and titles, and then they don't want to serve as they need to serve. No matter where you're going, you need to have that sash and crown, and you need to be out there representing your pageant. Just as Mary represented God, so too should we follow her example and serve the way that God would want us to serve. You're not just getting a fashion crown for your beautification. You're getting it to serve and be known as a servant. Second Timothy 2:5, an athlete is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. Nobody's crowned. Even at pageants, you're not crowned unless you compete according to the rules that have been set before you. We all have contracts. We all have things that we need to work towards. That is what we are working for. We need to do the rules that are set before us. We cannot get the crowns. We cannot continue to have the crowns unless we do as we're supposed to do. John 19:5, so Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. Pilate said to him, "Behold the man." See, purple is royalty. And the crown of thorns was Jesus' crown. He was crowned for our sins. He was crowned as the servant of us so that he could go and die on the cross for our sins. First Corinthians 9:25, every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. The crowns and sashes we're currently wearing right now, they're going to go away. Some of us will put them away after our year of reign. Some of us will get lifetime titles, and we'll be able to have it for life. But if we hold fast to what we're working toward, our crowns will never go away, because what we do here on earth will be remembered in heaven. As long as we give God the glory for the wreath, the crowns and the sashes, and we don't try to take it to ourselves, then we will be able to have it in heaven. Remember, the crowns and sashes are not yours. They are God. If that's what we remember, if that's what you take from this lesson, all of this is God's. That is why I wear the sash and crown. It's because God has allowed me to do so, to glorify him. I give God the glory. If you want to look more into Today's American Woman, please go to www.todaysamericanwoman.com. We would be more than happy to share with you, but our pageant is www.todaysamericanwoman.com. Have a good day.